Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, October's here, and soon we're going to start seeing some Halloween decorations showing up. And some of those decorations, quite honestly, can be pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a time of year that the devil seems to capture the attention of our culture. So this month, we want to talk a little bit about the devil and his lies, and because really his goal is to trick us and not give us any treats. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we've talked a little already about preparing our children for Halloween, and if you've missed those shows, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and have a listen. But, Bruce, this is always a challenging season of the year for us as Christian parents, isn't it?
It is, Cap, because Halloween is that time, as you said, where the devil appears to capture center stage. But that also makes it a great time for us as parents to talk to our children about the devil. Mm-hmm. And we need to start by addressing one of his greatest lies, that he doesn't exist. He wants people to believe there is no devil.
That is so true, Bruce. So many believe that there's no devil and that really he's a fictitious character. You mm-hmm. know, he's portrayed in so many ways as ghoulish mm-hmm. and red with horns. A ponytail, carrying a pitchfork around.
Yeah, and there's part of that picture that is true. Jesus tells us that the devil is dangerous and wants to bring us harm, but when people don't believe that he exists, they're setting themselves up to be deceived freely by his lies.
So then what is the best way that we as parents can dispel those lies?
Well, I think the best way we can teach our kids is to teach them that Jesus believed in a devil, and he taught his followers about a devil. And probably the most powerful lesson that he taught was found in John 8:44, where Jesus declared that the devil is a father of lies and a murderer. And Jesus was saying that the devil wants to trick us and harm us. And so that ugly portrayal that he is dangerous and should be feared isn't far from the truth. But we want to remember, above all things, he's the father of lies, mm-hmm. the master of trickery. And that shows up in Genesis chapter 3 as well.
Sure, as the beautiful serpent who tricked Adam and Eve into eating the fruit.
That's right. You know, the devil really doesn't want to appear as an ugly, frightening creature when he's trying to seduce us. In fact, in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that he can appear as an angel of light, which mm-hmm. he did in Genesis 3. And he lies to Eve, where he tries to tell her that God doesn't love you. He doesn't want the best for you. That God's holding out on you. And he's not going to let you eat all the fruit, all that good thing that he's made for you. God's a liar.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in that. Can we take that a little more slowly and kind of unpack that a little bit?
Sure. I probably did fly through that. Let me slow down. You know, God said to Adam, you may eat from every tree of the garden but one. Mm-hmm. Don't eat from the tree that gives you the knowledge of good or evil, or you will die. Mm-hmm. And in tempting them, the devil says to Adam and Eve, did God really say you can't eat from any fruit of the garden? And, you know, you see the sedition there that, mm-hmm. You know, the devil's moved from God doesn't want anything. He's an awful person. He's not going to let you enjoy this fruit. He doesn't want you to have the best. So the devil's lying about the character of God, that he's not loving and he wants to hold out on us. And Eve rightly answers the devil and says, no, that's not what God said. God said we can't eat from this one tree or we will die. Mm-hmm. But then the devil goes on to call God a liar and says to Eve, you will not die. God doesn't want you to be like him. Again, he's saying God is holding out on you. He's attacking the character and love of God. So we learn from this account that the devil's not afraid to call God a liar and to assassinate his character.
And Bruce, you know, we really do see that today. That mm-hmm. You know, the devil does say throughout our culture today that God's word really isn't true.
That's right.
You know, he's portrayed as a guy who just doesn't want us to enjoy the finer things of life. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. That story would make, by the way, a great family devotional this month to help us teach our kids that the devil is a liar mm-hmm. and that one of his favorite lies is to communicate that God doesn't love us, which is completely wrong.
That's so true. And, you know, maybe the good memory verse to be teaching our kids during those family devotions comes out of John 8:44, that the devil is the father of lies.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and we're going to look forward to unpacking this a little bit more next week. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.